About a month ago, students at Bath County High School had an opportunity to join clubs that meet periodically in addition to academic classes. The clubs are all new, and we'll hope to cover news from each of them in the months ahead. However, one with a wide range of community support and future benefit got my attention quickly. Bath County Fire and Rescue Association and local volunteer fire departments are thankful for the efforts of one volunteer who is co-sponsoring a club promoting introductory fire and rescue skills and volunteerism. Willie Jenkins taught carpentry in the VTE program at Bath County High School for years and is also one of the founding members of the Mountain Grove Volunteer Fire Department.
I wanted to find out from him what inspired getting that group going. Can you share some of that with us?
Yeah, one of the things since I retired from working at the high school is that I miss the students quite a bit, and I like working with students. And our county is in really dire need for younger fire and rescue members. And I thought this would give me a big opportunity to be able to work with students, which I miss dearly, and also participate in getting them into fire and rescue, which is a passion of mine.
What do you think a few of the things they can learn from being in the club might be?
Well, one of the things we want to get them to understand is the importance of being a volunteer and the satisfaction of being a volunteer, and also be able to put their hands on the equipment that we use to do the tasks of putting out fire and EMS people use to get victims to the hospital in a quick and manly order. We like for them to be able to put their hands on the equipment, use it, try it, and see what it does, and maybe that'll entice them to get more interested in all of it and be able to help us out.
Mr. Jenkins continued.
Luckily, I've been able to get Ms. Jordan, the science teacher at the high school, to be a co-sponsor, and quite frankly, she just finished her EMT, so she is now a registered EMT. And that helps a lot because I need somebody at the high school to take questions from the students when I can't be there, and she works out really well to do that.
I asked if the youngest members of either the department or the squad would be able to ride with the more experienced ones to learn more.
Not right at this time because there is an age limit when they can actually participate in an actual call. But they can come to the fire stations and so on and see the processes that they go through, possibly even attend some of their meetings and see how that goes. So those are all things they can do, but there is an age limit on letting them actually answer calls.
So the goal would be to have them be trained by the time they are the age to go on calls.
That's right. And get their interest up so that by the time they can go on calls, they have a pretty good idea what all they need to do and how to act in those situations.
In part two of this news piece, Willie Jenkins talks a little more about how important it is to increase the volunteer base for organizations so essential to our community's safety. Even as technology helps improve communications and response time, ultimately, it's the human hands making the difference. Please stay tuned to AMR for part two. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.